Hey, hey, welcome back to the Knitting Mamas podcast. Guys, I'm super excited today to talk to you about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. I love me my morning routine, and you might know that if you've been around this podcast and my Instagram for a while. And today we're going to talk about overcoming five common obstacles in your morning routine and starting the day off right. So we're going to address a few things that you might be struggling with and that might keep you or hold you back from making your morning routine work for you. So we're going to dive into the five biggest roadblocks that might be stopping you from having the morning routine that you actually would love to have, and how you can overcome them and reclaim your morning. So let's dive in. Hey there, Mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I'm sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. Hey, so before we get started, if you're enjoying these episodes every week and if they're helping you making more time for yourself, reducing your stress levels, and, you know, getting back into being creative, getting back to knitting, maybe even crocheting, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, and it's working and you're getting things out of this podcast that are actually helping you, I would love for you to subscribe and share the podcast with others as well. I have something really exciting happening this week. I'm releasing a free guide that will help you create more time in your day for yourself so that you can actually get back to being creative, doing things that you love, instead of just, you know, watching the hours waste by and wondering what you did at the end of the day. So can't wait to release that to you this week. If you want to get first dibs at the free guide that is coming, I would highly encourage you to get on the wait list so that you get the email first thing. You can subscribe there at the website theknittingmamas.com/subscribe. All right, let's get into this episode. Five things that may be holding you back from having an amazing morning routine that you actually love to get up for. I think for a lot of us, this whole idea of a morning routine sounds good until we're like, oh, but it means I have to get up and do something. And if that's not the thing that I, you know, absolutely have to get up for, in other words, my family is needing me for something in the morning, of course, especially because we have to get kids ready, we have to get ourselves ready, people need to get out the door, or you need to start homeschooling, you got to get ready for work, whatever it might be. Getting up for something else or earlier doesn't maybe always sound great. So there may be a couple of roadblocks that you're hitting when it comes to a morning routine, but you might also have heard that morning routines really can set the tone for your day, can make your day amazing, have multiple benefits to you, but you just haven't quite figured out how to do it. And that's what this episode is for. So I'm going to walk through the five top roadblocks that I'm seeing that I've also faced myself, some of them, and, you know, how we can maybe tackle them and get this morning routine thing going for us, because it is definitely a game changer. So I'm really excited to bring these to you. Okay, so the first reason why you might kind of feel like you're failing at a morning routine is potentially overcommitting. So you might actually feel like super excited, super motivated. I want to just, you know, do all the things, trying to cram a bunch of stuff into my 30 minutes that I have in the morning that I've carved out by getting up earlier than my family. And then you find yourself disappointed because you can't do it all. And then it's this long list of things that now feel like a chore. And you're like, wow, okay, this really sucked. And, you know, at the end of your morning routine, you're more disappointed than you're empowered because you didn't get to everything that you wanted to do. So you might not be taking one thing at a time and building it in as you kind of start this whole morning routine thing or pick it back up if you've done it in the past. And instead of adding one thing at a time, it's like, oh, well, let's do all the things. We're going to do yoga. We're going to meditate. We're going to journal. We're going to, you know, do the dishes. We're going to stretch. We're going to take a walk. And we're going to cram it all in 20 minutes. And it's just it's kind of a setup for disappointment. So ask me how I know. I tend to just come right out the gates with guns blazing and motivation high, high. And I need to go and do the thing. And find myself kind of blah after a day or two because I'm realizing, wow, I took on way too much. So I did this with my morning routine a few times as well, and it didn't really feel good. So what I then did instead, and this is what I recommend to you, is to pick one or two things that you really, really enjoy and then do those first and see how long it takes, right? And I always think that doing one or two things and do them well is better than doing none of them or too many of them and not doing them well or feeling like you're rushing, you know, or again, not getting to the end of it, but feeling like you should have or it's not enough or you're not doing it right, things like that. So pick one or two things that you really think would improve your mornings. And if one of them is just to have a cup of coffee in peace or a cup of tea for 10 minutes and read a page or two in your book, I think that's wonderful. That's absolutely amazing. Such a great goal because even just those few minutes will start your day off so much better than if you're rolling out of bed and you're immediately, you know, kind of catapulted into the responsibilities of your day and everyone is yelling at you and screaming and wanting stuff and needing things. Set the tone yourself. But don't overcommit so that you actually, you know, set yourself up for success for your morning routine. Another reason that I see often is for people to say that a morning routine is just not for them is lack of clarity. So you simply might not know what it is that you want to or should do during your morning routine to set you up for a great day. And really, the only advice that I have for you when it comes to this is to truly sit down and write out all the things you could be doing and then figure out what you actually enjoy doing. Because looking at other people thinking, oh, you know, they're meditating every morning, I must be doing that. And then you're like, ugh, it's just not great. I just don't enjoy it. Then that's not your thing. So instead of trying to force something on yourself that you have heard other people are, you know, having success with, it might not be the way. So write down a few things that you have heard people are doing during a morning routine that they said is helpful. You can also just kind of try them out and figure out what works for you. But the bottom line is it has to be something that you enjoy. Right? And it has to be something that fills you up. So even if it's not a conventional morning routine thing like yoga, like journaling, things like that, figure out what that is. What would you like to do during your morning routine that you can actually think, yes, that would be so fun. If for you that is watching, you know, 15 minutes of your favorite TV show, let it be that, whatever makes you happy. Number three, and this is interesting because most people overlook this one, a late bedtime. When you go to bed too late, your morning can actually get messed up, of course. And we all know this, but we don't really think about the fact that the late bedtime, you know, really impacts how we do our mornings and how our mornings are actually going to go. We're like, well, yeah, I should be going to bed earlier, but your morning truly starts in the evening. How well are you prepared? Do you have things set out for when your kids will get up? Are you, you know, able to just kind of put all those pieces together on the fly without having to think too much? Is your coffee maker prepared? Do you have clean mugs set out? All those things matter. Those might be small little things that you can do in the evening, but they have a huge impact, a really positive impact in the morning on your morning in general. But also going to bed at a very decent time is something that I highly recommend to you if you want to make your morning routine work, because your morning routine is not, again, just the things that you're doing for your family, with your family, as everybody's getting ready for the day. Your morning routine also is the part that you do before that. And in order to make that your most fulfilling and, you know, like beneficial time of your morning, of your day, do yourself a favor and get yourself to bed just a little earlier than you are right now. And if it's just those 15, 20 minutes that you want to get up earlier, try it that way. Ease yourself in. Episode 2, but I will make sure and put it in the show notes. I'll link up to it. I talked about this exact thing where you ease yourself in and start in 5-minute increments and then work your way up. So go ahead and listen to that episode as well. The fourth thing that I see people complain about when it comes to a morning routine, because that's really what it is. Like it comes down to me talking about it and people are like, no, that's just not for me. And when I ask, why do you think that? Because I honestly think a morning routine is for every mom out there. The ones who are working, the ones who are working in their home, from their home, the ones who are not working, who are stay-at-home moms, which, by the way, is a job in itself, who are homeschooling their kids, who are taking their kids to public school. Every one of us can benefit from a morning routine. So the fourth thing that I see people say is lack of motivation. Like, I just don't want to get up. I want to get up as late as possible so that I can get the most sleep. Ties back into 3, go to bed a little bit earlier so you can actually get that amount of sleep. And then also get your morning routine, because it is that beneficial. It will change your day that much. But if you do not have a good reason to actually get up, right, you're just not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. And it kind of also ties back into having clarity and knowing exactly what you want to do in the morning or what to do in the morning. Because if you don't plan it out, and if you don't have any activities or don't know what activities you're going to do that you actually love, that fill your cup, you simply won't feel compelled to get up in the morning. So finding fun things that you look forward to doing on your own without your kids running around you, asking you for things, right, is crucial to make your morning routine work. So again, get out that list or make that list and just write out all the things that you enjoy doing. Reading, you know, knitting, walking if you do. Maybe you have a dog and you need to walk him. Maybe that could be part of your morning routine if it isn't already. But maybe you're like, oh God, no, walking with my dog is stressful. That puts me in a whole different state. Then walk by yourself, you know, like make a separate walk where it's just you. Things like that. Just find the things that you love and add them to your very first thing in the morning. And I know there's things that you enjoy doing that you will get up for. You just have not figured out how to put them very first thing in the morning so that you have that reason, that motivation to actually do it. And the last thing that I think holds a lot of people back is actually belief, right? You're not believing in the benefits of a morning routine, or you are actually having too high expectations from it. So there's two things here. You might simply not think that a morning routine will work for you or change anything, right? So many people have said that to me, where they're like, nah, it's not for me because it just doesn't even work. Why would that change anything? But if you really think about it, if you have only 15 to 30 minutes in the morning where you can do whatever you want that you love doing, and you don't have to worry about anybody needing anything from you. There's no time, there's no, you know, we're not late. There's no stress. You don't have to worry about people behind you, looking over your shoulder, needing you at any second. I think that's really the part of motherhood that puts us in that kind of almost anxious state, right? Where we're always like, okay, it's only going to take a couple of minutes and something's going to happen. It's going to be another couple of minutes and somebody's going to, you know, come in and need something. It's almost like we can't ever really fully focus on something that we enjoy because we never know how long it's going to last. And I feel like in the morning, with the exception of a few seasons, obviously there are definitely seasons where a morning routine is not necessarily recommended because it's just not, that time in the morning is just not as reliable as in other seasons. Like when you have a newborn, there's other things that you need to focus on, and trying to make a morning routine work will probably stress you out more than it's going to help you. But in most of the seasons in between, and I know this because I've done a morning routine since, gosh, it's been over 10 years now. So I've gone through all the seasons with my children at different ages, and I'm going to make a whole episode of, you know, about this, where what you can do if your kids are waking up early and if, you know, you just feel like you just don't have that moment to yourself in the morning. We'll cover that in a different episode. But in most instances, there's a way for you to work around that and make the time for yourself in the morning. And I say, try it out, like seriously try it out for a while, like at least a week, maybe even two, before you write it off completely. Morning routines are super individual, right? And you want to make sure that you find what you need to create a great day and make the morning routine work for you. And honestly, the only way that really works is by trial and error. But unless you have given it a really good try, I really, really would love for you to continue doing it again and figuring out, based on these five things we just talked about today, where you might be able to adjust a few things so that you can get the most out of your morning, because you are so, so going to love it. All right, that's the wrap up for this episode. I hope this was helpful. I would love to hear your thoughts on this too. So please come over into the Knitting Mamas community over on Facebook. You can find us at bit.ly/knittingmamas. So bit.ly/knittingmamas. You can come join. It's free. We're all hanging out in there. You can have knitting questions. You can talk about motherhood, mom stress, like all the things that are, you know, relevant to us here at the Knitting Mamas, and we would love to help you. But also discuss this episode and see what you're thinking about the morning routine, if you are making it work for yourself yet, in what camp you fall. Do you believe in it? Do you not believe in it? I can't wait to actually have this discussion with you over there. And please also make sure to go to theknittingmamas.com/subscribe to get the first access to the new free guide that is coming out this week that will help you create more time in your day so that you can actually get back to being creative, finding what you love, and doing more of it. Thanks for tuning in, mamas. Remember, every great day starts the night before. So let's make this morning's count. I'm so very excited for you to get either back into a morning routine or completely start new with one. I'm here for you to help you, guide you. If you need anything, just reach out to me on Instagram at The Knitting Mamas or come into our group and ask a question in there. All right, I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.